This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, it goes without saying we're still celebrating Women's Month, and today we're at the Mamelodi Sundowns Women's team.
Oh,
and we bring you the most beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The most beautiful goalkeeper.
We've been telling you that every Friday we take the time to actually delve deeper into what's happening, you know, in sports and whatever, from different angles. We look at what's happening in the sports world. We look at the podium, those people who are spearheading whatever is happening in the sports world. So today, hanging out with one of the ladies on the Sundowns women's team. She's a goalkeeper for SAFA's Women's League club, Mamelodi Sundowns, in the Super League and the South African Women's National Team. Bonyana, bonyana. You know how they've been doing. We're talking to
Andile Sticks.
And the crowd went, Morning, Andile. How are you doing?
Morning, Brian Jones. How are you doing?
We're great. We're great. Thanks for joining us.
Are you in bed or are you out of bed? Just checking.
I'm out of bed.
Bed. That voice.
It's a morning voice. I'm out of bed.
Listen, I think we're gonna have a great conversation. Quite interesting. You know, when we posted on social media that we're gonna be having a chat with you, and questions that people wanted to ask you, people actually asked if they could expect an album from you even after you retire from football because your voice is so good. What are the chances of that?
100%. They can. Maybe single. Maybe I can release a lot of singles. I've already released one called Gida by Siko Amino. And so I'm not Andile Dlamini on my music. I call myself Andy D. So that stands for Andile Dlamini. So Andy is for Andile, D is for Dlamini.
Oh, Andy D.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we have. And Andy D, right? You were saying?
So the name of my song is Gita, already on all digital platforms, so they can actually listen to that. There's another one called Ngela Kanye, also on all digital platforms. But right now they can just wait for my own because I'm featured in the other one.
Ah, okay, listen, now they know. All right, hang out with Andy D this morning. We're going to be continuing with our conversation. If you have any questions, you have any comments, please send them to our WhatsApp, 079-899-6226.
We bring you our podium today. Guess what? We have Mamelodi Sundowns women's team, you know, goalkeeper, that's Andile Sticks Dlamini, right here on the podium today. It's going to be quite exciting. And if you have any questions, you know, you want us to ask here, you know, you can send them 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226.
Andile, welcome back. You know, we are trying to look at your schedule and everything. Soccer keeps you guys so busy. And, it's something that you realize that people as a country, we recognize some of your other talents like singing and everything. But apart from that, do you guys get the time to use your other talents outside of soccer? You know, even to sharpen them, whatever, you know?
You have to make time. It doesn't mean that when you play football, you need to actually focus on it completely. There's so many things that you can develop yourself with. There's other soccer players who actually are in varsity. And it's a choice. You are given a break. You don't play soccer from 1 a.m. to 1 a.m. Yes, it keeps us busy, but it doesn't mean that we need to completely focus on it. You can shut down other things that we are committed on.
And you know, the CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations didn't go quite as planned for Banyana, but you guys, you know, I think you really did your best, and you know, there was a lot of drama. I mean, I remember when you guys everything that was reported in the news, everything we didn't even see behind the scenes, things you don't even talk about. But how do you guys keep the team spirit, you know, on the pitch, especially when everyone knows what is really happening and the heaviness that you carry? How do you keep it light when you go on the pitch?
Generally, in each and every team, whether it's Mamelodi Sundowns or Banyana Banyana, the music plays a huge part. We are united, and I think we are there for each other more than anything. I love the fact that God has given us talents that we actually can use. There's Ebile that can actually hit the drum. I'm there that can actually sing. I'm not the only one. But when we talk about professional singers, we talk about Andy Lelani. I think I am one. You know, I've developed that. And I wouldn't be me without my teammates and everyone that gathers, you know, to make their voices blend. So I think everyone in general, you know, that's in the dressing room and that wants to see us win, yes, of course, things didn't go well in the African Women Cup of Nations. But I think, you know, I can actually, like, clap hands for each and every individual that went on the field of play and gave their all. You got to understand that sometimes things are meant for you and sometimes are not. As a country, we would have loved to lift the trophy again, but unfortunately we couldn't. And we went on the field, we gave our all, and it's just unfortunate. It's just unfortunate that we didn't win.
Now listen, I wanna transport you back to a moment, quite an impressive moment. You know, when you played against Senegal and went for penalties. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think the game gets to penalties, what scares you between penalties and just a normal goal? I mean, what kind of mindset are you in? What are you thinking in that moment? Which one do you prefer?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just checking, which one do you prefer? You know, like when you're going for penalties and it's scary and it's nerves, all eyes on you, or do you prefer just a goal in jail that happens, like boom?
Both. It doesn't matter, actually.
Really?
It doesn't matter. But yeah, for me, it just doesn't matter. I'm a goalkeeper. My job is to be in the goals and make sure that I cover everyone, just like everyone covers me. So I actually don't mind any. You know, but the nicest is to make a save at all times. The nicest is for your teammate to score and you celebrate. I think I love when they score and I celebrate more. You know, either way, it's just a feeling that you can't take away. I can't take away the feeling I had against Senegal. I wanted my teammates to actually score. It was a beautiful moment for all of us. It meant so much for me because I wasn't only playing for myself. I pray for each and everyone that believed in me from day one. I pray for God. I pray for my family, my dad, who actually is going through a lot with cancer. So for me, it was so much. It wasn't only for me, you know.
Andile, you have made a significant mark in both the Sundowns women's, you know, women team and Banyana. You know, hearing these young women tell you how much you have inspired them to follow their football career, how does it feel?
What a journey. It hasn't been an easy journey for me. I had to work extra hard, and I think that they need to understand that when you want to get something, you got to go get it. But with hard work, talent on its own is not enough. You have to be disciplined in your own craft and understand who you are and what you want. Because when you know who you are and what you want, it's easy for you to actually work hard, even in difficult situations, even when you think you can't anymore. So you have to understand who you are and work extremely hard. It means a lot to me because then it says I need to work extra harder because I don't only want to be Andile Dlamini, the one that motivated kids while she was still playing, but Andile Dlamini, a conqueror, somebody who's still motivating kids even after playing football.
Okay. So we have a quick message from a listener.
Morning, Jones. Morning, Paul. And morning, Steaks. So now my question to Steaks, what are the challenges that they face as women in the football fraternity? So yeah, that's the question that I would like to know, if ever there are challenges and how are they as women tackling those challenges, because we all know football has always been that male dominated sport. Thank you, Kisheli Kapolokwane.
All right, Steaks, we're out of time, but please just, you know, try to answer that briefly.
I think she answered it. Football is a male-dominated sport, so that's one of the challenges. And the other one is, you know, we don't have a professional league, and I feel that it's high time that we do get one, so that not only Mamelodi Sundowns players can actually get money at the end of the month, so that women can actually feed their families. They take time out of their busy schedules to play football, so they need to be rewarded for it. So a professional league is something that is challenging in the country, challenging in the manner that we not all training all the time. So when it comes to the national team, we have to catch up with everyone that is actually playing professionally. We are just fortunate at Mamelodi Sundowns, and I'm really grateful that I play for the team, because they take women seriously and one step at a time. And I think that when we have to clap hands for on Women's Month, we need to clap hands for the ones that actually made a decision to take good care of women. And I'm really, really happy to be in that football facility.
Angela, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you all the best with your career. And thank you for being with us this morning. That's, of course, Andile Dlamini.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.